Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has been meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the two-day nuclear summit that got underway today in Washington. The two world leaders, among other things, pledging to cooperate to confront the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. The president saying both he and his Chinese counterpart are united in efforts to defend against North Korean provocations.
In order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula, and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
Opening the global summit near the White House today, the president also joined leaders of Japan and South Korea in calling for further steps to rein in the North. The U.S. has long urged China, North Korea's traditional ally, to play a more active role in pressing North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. A conservative watchdog group is suing the Justice Department for interview records of President Obama and his top aides. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the group wants to know more about their contacts with the former governor in Illinois.
The group Judicial Watch wants to see FBI interview summaries from then-President-elect Barack Obama and his aides Rahm Emanuel and Valerie Jarrett. Federal investigators talked with all three of them about a week after former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested on corruption charges. The Justice Department denied the watchdog group's request for agents' notes and summaries, citing the possibility their release would interfere with law enforcement. Now Judicial Watch wants to use open records laws to pry the information loose. Blagojevich was convicted on multiple felony charges. The U.S. Supreme Court recently declined to review his case, and he's scheduled to be resentenced in June. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
GE Capital wants to be dropped from the federal government's list of too-big-to-fail financial institutions. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the company's getting out of the financial services business and says it's no longer a potential threat to the economy.
General Electric once earned more than half its profits from financial services, and it was one of four non-bank financial institutions that the government designated as systemically important. That meant they were subject to more aggressive federal oversight and capital controls. But GE has been steadily moving out of finance over the past year, and it says it should be moved off the list. Treasury Department officials say they welcome the opportunity to review the company's position. The request comes one day after a federal judge ruled that MetLife should be taken off the too-big-to-fail list. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
California lawmakers have signed off on the highest statewide minimum wage in the nation, the measure approving a $15 an hour minimum wage for workers slated to take effect by 2022, held by Democrats as an example to the rest of the nation. The measure goes to California Governor Jerry Brown, who's expected to sign it. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 31 points today. You're listening to NPR. Most of the $2.5 million donated to the United Way in the wake of the San Bernardino terror attacks will go to the families of the 14 people who died. That's according to a report in the Los Angeles Times, which says 15.5% will go to the 24 people wounded in the attacks. Less than 5% will go to those who were not physically hurt. The newspaper says none of the money will go towards administrative fees. Gunfire broke out today at a Greyhound bus terminal in Richmond, Virginia. Soraya Wintersmith of member station WCVE reports the incident has left a state trooper fighting for his life and several others hurt.
Virginia State Police spokeswoman Corinne Geller says the incident began unfolding shortly before 3 in the afternoon.
It was around that time when a Virginia State Police trooper encountered a male subject just inside the entranceway of the Greyhound bus station. While he was talking to this individual, the individual pulled out a gun and shot the trooper.
That trooper is said to be suffering from life-threatening injuries. Geller says two other nearby troopers opened fire, shooting and killing the gunman. Two other civilians are also being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. For NPR News, I'm Soraya Wintersmith in Richmond.
Fast food franchise McDonald's is apparently banking on Asia to help the chain continue its growth. McDonald's announced today plans to open 1,500 new restaurants in China, South Korea, and Hong Kong. The company says it will give local managers more decision-making powers in terms of responding to Asian customers. The company based in Oak Brook, Illinois, has been looking to overhaul its current business model. The total number of diners visiting the company's restaurants actually fell last year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.